When you're selling online, getting your orders out can be a real pain. How do you keep track of who gets what? Which shipping carrier should you use? Are you getting the best rates? That's why you need ShipStation.com. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. Just a few clicks and you'll be managing your orders, printing out labels, and getting your product out fast to keep your customers happy. ShipStation makes it easy. It makes it very easy for me with my Dave LaGreca girl and Dave LaGreca guy t-shirts that I send out to the Busted Open Nation. ShipStation works with all the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, and UPS, even Amazon Fulfillment. So you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer. They even offer big discounts on shipping costs. Now, any business can access the same postage discounts that are usually reserved for large Fortune 500 companies. You'll always know that you're getting the best deal. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. And right now, Busted Open listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use offer code BUSTED. There's absolutely no risk. You can start your free trial without even entering your credit card information. Just visit ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in BUSTED. That's ShipStation.com. Then enter offer code BUSTED. ShipStation.com. Make ship happen.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, Tommy Dreamer, and I talk about our very own Mark Henry's appearance, Tommy, on WWE backstage last night.
Mark Henry has been built to do this. This is what he does, a great analyst on WWE backstage,
also,
as well as us.
Oh, you're right. And also, we get into what took place on Raw from Monday, Randy Orton and Matt Hardy, and Shayna Baszler and Becky Lynch.
I feel this is WWE's way to say goodbye, Matt. Thank you for your services, and hopefully we see you soon somewhere else.
Also, we get into Diva on Divas. Our very own Gabby gets into what was the hottest angle on SmackDown. That's Otis and Mandy and Dolph Ziggler.
And she covered it in only the way she does, with style and finesse. Gabby style.
All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Speaking of last night, it was so cool. I'm watching Impact Wrestling, got to see you in the main event, one hell of a promo. And then I turn on WWE backstage, and Mark Henry was a guest on WWE backstage, and he talked a lot about Keith Lee. Let's listen in, courtesy of FS1. Mark Henry talking about Keith Lee, speaking with Keith Lee on WWE backstage last night.
Every podcast, every radio show, I talk about how I feel like you are transcending the business as it relates to the way big guys are portrayed in it. And how does it feel to be able to bring back the big guy magic? And I call it big guy magic because there's no big guys leapfrogging, arm dragging, plancha, off the top, in the ring, you name it, you get it done. Like, how does it feel to be able to bring that back?
Honestly, man, I think before all of that, for me, it's such an enormous thing to just have someone such as yourself even speak my name in such a manner. Because of who you are and what you've done, it allows me a platform and an opportunity to present what Keith Lee is. And the fact that you even think that I'm bringing back this big guy magic is a special experience. To hear that come out of your mouth is something that I could have never fathomed before this moment. So it's special, man, and I don't know how to describe
it. You have to own it. You earn that. That's something that has come to you because of the work that you put in. I'm not saying that because I'm trying to big you up or because you're holding a title right now. I'm saying that because it's true.
Good job by Mark Henry on WWE backstage last night, Tommy.
You know, fabulous job by Mark Henry. Thank you to Fox and FS1 for giving a nice little graphic. This bottom graphic, did you see? It said host of Busted Open.
That's right.
WWE playing a little nice with us. I got to call Mark out. You know, he comes on this show. We could see him through the screen. He doesn't dye his beard. He's got that. And I even told him on the air, man, you got to just dye that beard. Comes out back on television. His beard's all nice and groomed. He trimmed it. I think he's got that Booker T oil that Booker always pushes on the show. All his gray hair's gone. He's wearing a Vince McMahon-esque suit. And he's out there. He's all like, you know, he's primed. He's primed and ready. Great analysis. Great. I couldn't be prouder. Why he's not doing anything with the XFL, because I think he would be a great commentator for the XFL. But, man, he's looking. Hey, I told you. I told you a long time ago that WWE, they're coming for us. We got the Wednesday Night Wars. We got the Bully going on the bump. Now Mark's there. They're slowly, slowly coming after us. I know you get it. You're going to be living like Tommy Dreamer through ECW, man. You're going to start taking this personal. And, you know, maybe he could, instead of saying radio and podcast, he could have dropped our
show. Could have. I mean, you know, he's saying, you know, a few things here, because you're covering a lot of ground, Tommy, which you always do. So I'm going to try to kind of organize this into certain little topics that I need to address. First of all, not going to get on Mark Henry for the beard and the suit, because that is TV, and on here it's radio, so he doesn't have to look his best because it is radio. I agree with you with Mark on the job that he did last night on WWE backstage. He's phenomenal.
Yes,
and
he is.
I love working with Mark, though, you know, I only get to work with him one day a week. He does the Saturday show. He does a great job with Ryan McKinnell. Man, he is custom made for TV, too. Like, he, in that setting, like the one last night, he really thrives. He was phenomenal. And you are also right, Tommy, in the fact, they missed the boat not having him involved with the XFL somehow, some way. He would have been perfect as either a commentator or a sideline reporter or something, but they really missed the boat not having him more involved with the XFL. Now you brought up something that obviously has been something that's been on my mind ever since Matt Camp jumped ship, and that is the fact that the WWE, you know, first of all, they go and they get Matt Camp. Matt Camp leaves, completely forgets about us. He does his own thing with the WWE, used this show to catapult himself to being a part of the bump on Wednesdays.
And my House of Hardcore.
Yeah, and House of Hardcore.
Same with Vic Joseph.
Shows you what kind of person he is. And I'm still waiting for his thank you. And I'm sure at some point he'll call me and thank me for all the help that I gave him in catapulting his career to being on the bump. Then the bump with Matt Camp.
Pilfered.
They get Bully Ray.
Pilfered him.
And then Bully Ray makes a comment about me. Matt makes a comment about me. Then a real dig about you, Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
Real dig about you. And they laugh, you know. They're drinking their champagne cocktails. All their highfalutin friends there in Connecticut. You know, their little champagne cocktails. And all the jokes and everything on us. And then WWE backstage last night. So there's Mark Henry. Now Mark Henry's doing the WWE. And again, you know, out in L.A., it's a little bit different. They don't wear socks, so they got the suits with no socks and shoes, drinking their champagne cocktails and making jokes about Busted Open. And then Mark's like, you know, when I'm on a radio and podcast, mentions nothing about Busted Open, Mark. I take no offense to that. Just, I know the game, you know. It's like, all right, maybe he could have said there, like, hey, when I'm hosting Busted Open with Dave LaGreca, Dave and I always talk about you, Keith Lee, but he chose not to go that route.
Or the number one show on Sirius.
Yeah, number one show with a bullet, you know. But the WWE seems to be the trend now. Tommy, you warned me about this. You said, hey, man, when you start to get successful, watch out for the WWE. Matt Camp, Bully Ray, Mark Henry. I mean, what's next?
They keep what on could pilfering possibly everybody.
Next? What possibly could be next at the WWE? What game are they playing with this show? What could be next? Because I know there's another torpedo that's coming towards this show. I know this is not the last we've heard.
You can't take it personally.
It's rapid. It's like rapid. You know, bowling, and then it's Matt, and then it's bowling, and then it's Mark. What next could they possibly do? Tommy, at least I know I have you. If you want to feel fresh, look good, and smell clean, you don't need a whole makeover or a lot of cold, hard cash. You just need grooming products from Bravo Sierra, the company that makes simple, all U.S.-made, non-toxic products everyone can afford. Bravo Sierra's line of body and hair wash, deodorant, shaving cream, sunscreen, body wipes, and moisturizer are field-tested by those who work it the hardest, active service members of the U.S. military. They have pioneered an unprecedented large-scale testing program with 1,000 active duty service members with a simple idea. If the products work for them, they will work for all of us. But it doesn't stop there. Bravo Sierra also gives back 5% of their sales to programs that help the military and their families. Men's Health magazine calls it a game-changing grooming line. Try the Bravo Sierra starter set for free. It's three of their best-selling products, full size. You only pay $6.95 for shipping for a limited time only. Just go online to bravosierra.com/SiriusXM. That's bravosierra.com/SiriusXM for your free starter kit. Talking about a heel, Randy Orton, and once again, what Randy Orton did to Matt Hardy on Monday. What a way to start Monday Night Raw. You talk about crowd reactions, and I thought the WWE did a really good job of getting some of those facial reactions from the people in the crowd. But once again, Tommy, we got to talk about what took place on Monday and Randy Orton.
You know, like you said, you're getting these real reactions from people. Number one, we all love Matt Hardy so much. And if you're not on social media and you just get lost to what happens at the show, it was a violent act. When, if we go back to like the Attitude Era or ECW, we had some amazing moments, but you kind of become numb to those violent acts. But a violent act like that hasn't happened in a long time on like Monday Night Raw. And I do think they are stepping up a little bit because competition is knocking on the door. You know, the week before we had The Bite by Shayna Baszler.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week she dropped the S-bomb on television. So it's getting a little more edgier.
And that's interesting because Vince McMahon said in the conference call just 2 weeks ago that, you know, they mentioned about AEW and about maybe having a bit of an edgier product. And he said, no, we're keeping the course. We're not changing our product at all. We're not looking to be more edgier. And you would have to say the last two Monday Night Raws have definitely been edgier.
Well, shocking that one thing is said and the other thing happens. You know, that whole, we're not going to see other wrestlers from other brands wrestle on other shows after Survivor Series.
Yeah.
And we see it every single week. So that should not surprise you. You know, when Alex goes there, he's going to see all some of those frustrations.
Yeah, and maybe
too.
He can change that. Maybe Alex can change.
Just like this show will never change until you die and we'll be pulling the microphone out of your dead hand, same will happen with Vince McMahon. He will go, you will have to pry the company out of his dead hands. I also feel that you've already recorded episodes of this show post-mortem. And you'll interrupt this show. I know you've already done this.
I've actually recorded evergreen shows that, you know, top 10, you know, most popular baby faces of all time, top 10 most hated wrestlers of all time. I've recorded those types of shows so that when I do pass on, which will be soon when I get more and more news,
broken
like the one
hearted
that Alex Metz has just gave me just about 20 minutes ago live on our air instead of telling me off air, maybe giving me more notice than 2.5 days. But it's going to be sooner rather than later. But I have those shows in place to at least cover a little bit of time while I'm gone.
No, I feel like you're going to just one day go on a rant and then be like, I'm so happy that Simone Johnson
took and retired Charlotte Flair from the WWE at WrestleMania 48. Like, I know you have this all in your head. I know you have it. You're crazy.
Well, 48, so that means that it would be, what roughly 11 and a half years from now, 12 years from now.
I thought we were like WrestleMania 30.
I would be 60.
No, you'll live longer than that.
I hope so.
I'd give you till about 80.
Though I said this on the air before, no LaGreca male has ever reached 60.
Would you never say that to me? I will cry a lot. I love you. I'm not a treacherous traitor like Alex. I was going to sit and urinate on your grave and post it on Instagram.
Yeah, Alex actually said he loved me yesterday. And how did that turn out?
I still love you today, bro.
Oh, yeah. Mm, yeah, champagne cocktails.
Highfalutin.
Highfalutin.
Am I saying it wrong? I'm not a professional. Those highfalutin uppy tights.
All right, Randy Orton. So what did you think of the segment? What did you think of what he did to Matt Hardy? And where do you think this is leading to? And also another question is, what's next for Matt Hardy? A lot of questions coming out of that segment from Monday night.
I feel that was the goodbye to Matt Hardy from WWE. And did Matt Hardy deserve better? Absolutely. But, you know, it will be remembered. And I just think it's Matt's farewell for Randy Orton. Randy Orton. And you know what? But like a true professional that Matt Hardy is, he goes out and does what he is told. And I was actually worried because I love the neck snap on the rope. And I was like, there's no way he's going to take that RKO, and there's probably two people in the wrestling industry that take a face bump as good, and it's Matt Hardy and our own Bully Ray. They just explode to that mat, and Matt just did a great job and helped elevate the heinous viper known as Randy Orton, who is amazing. And without, you know, Matt reinvented himself. Randy Orton has pretty much been the same in the sense of he's great both ways, and this is Randy Orton. He's a great babyface. I feel he's a better heel, but he's pure money either way. But he's always told you, like, kind of like Steve Austin, you don't trust the rattlesnake, but you never trust a viper. And, you know, Randy is just such a great heel. Where it's going from there, you either have to introduce another person. Maybe here comes a Jeff, but I don't think Jeff is cleared. And then finally, it's, you know, we have to finally see the return of Edge. I would fight Randy Orton in a heartbeat for my buddy Edge.
Bully, too. Bully, you know, obviously some historic matches with Edge.
It can't be Christian, unfortunately, because
no.
Christian is not medically cleared. Spoke to him. He was listening to the show. He listens to the show a lot now, so I don't want to talk about him either. He's my Alex Metz. He's turned on me many times. But
but you gave Christian reason to turn on you. I never gave Mal.
I never. First of all, I never gave Christian. I never gave anybody any reason to turn on me. I never have. I've always been good.
The beauty of Randy Orton is what you just said. Like you, he could be your most popular face, and he could be your most hated heel, and that's why you know this is working, because people love to cheer Randy Orton. They love the RKO. They love the pose on the ropes. And for him to get everyone to hate him like he has, man, I say it on the show all the time. It sounds crazy to say he's underappreciated, but he really is. When you talk about the best in the world of pro wrestling, you don't really say Randy Orton. People need to be saying his name more when we talk about some of the best of all time, because he is so damn good.
All the time. And now when he goes for the RKO, it doesn't get the pop. It gets the, like, no, because they know the moment he hits it, the match is over. And they're almost mad.
Yep.
No, Randy's been a star for a long, long time. His head's been in the right place for a long, long time. And that comes with maturity. And, you know, I can never, ever have enough praise for Randy Orton. I've known him since day one of WWE, and I love the whole thing they're showing on the network for the ruthless aggression, because you're watching everyone come up. And I do feel Randy Orton is underappreciated for how great he is, because you don't say his name in that regard, but that's okay, because the people that, the insiders to the wrestling industry know how great he truly is.
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler, a hot topic everybody wants to talk about, especially the promo that Shayna cut on Monday.
Look at you, lugging a bag of your hard-earned cash around for something that you're never going to get to do. Let me tell you how this is really going to happen. I'm in the Women's Elimination Chamber match. The winner of that match gets to face you at WrestleMania. The Elimination Chamber match is held in a cage. You know where I came from? I'm a cage fighter. Everything about this is laid out perfectly for me to be the one that takes your title at WrestleMania. So, I'm going to chew through every other competitor in that cage. You know better than anyone that I'm willing to do that. If it makes you feel any better, I didn't plan to do that last week. I just did it. But imagine the things that I do have planned. Becky, I'm going to tear the living shit out of you.
Wow, strong words, Tommy, from Shayna Baszler.
S-H-I-T, word dropped.
Yep, on, edgy.
On USA. But you're allowed to do that. I told you after 9 o'clock. After 10 o'clock, it gets even worse. But yeah, man, she's coming after her. What you gonna do? It puts the champion at a disadvantage. It sets up the table for WrestleMania. And it's good. I like it. I like it a lot. I think Shayna Baszler is a credible challenger to Becky Lynch, which if Becky Lynch is your top woman, which she is, you want to put her at those disadvantages, put her at those where she looks vulnerable, mm-hmm. and if she's either going to kick ass or get her ass kicked, but she's going to keep on fighting because she's the man, baby.
And the one thing that I liked, and I tweeted about it on Monday when I was watching the show, Tommy, is the fact that I was a little nervous about what they were going to do to Shayna Baszler as a character. And with her biting the neck and then, you know, Becky saying she was Becky the Vampire Slayer, I was a little nervous. But obviously, I think she did a good job of tying up that and saying, hey, you know what? I didn't think about it. I just did it. And, you know, and I kind of like that little edge to Shayna Baszler. So I think moving forward, we're going to get the Shayna Baszler that we were used to seeing on NXT.
And that's an ass-kicking woman, and that will be one hell of a fight. Hopefully, it happens at WrestleMania.
With Shayna Baszler now being involved, a couple of things. Now, you look at the Elimination Chamber match that's set. I think looking at who's participating in that match, Shayna Baszler, you would have to say, is probably going to be the winner. Asuka's involved in that, and they've been that road with Becky and Asuka many, many times. Natalya's been a part of that match, and Liv Morgan and Ruby Riott, and there's obviously a story there, and then Sarah Logan. The only one that you could really see winning the Elimination Chamber match and going to WrestleMania to challenge Becky would be Shayna Baszler. Now, it is early to build that matchup, and they've already showed you a lot. Do you think it's going to be Shayna Baszler and Becky Lynch, or do you think that somebody else might become a part of this as we get closer to Tampa?
No, I think if we're looking at the women's division, we have Charlotte, Rhea, and Bianca doing a three-way for the title.
Mm-hmm.
And for Becky, I think Becky, if this was my company and I'm booking it, phenomenal job, Becky versus Shayna. And you can bring out the four horsewomen. You could bring out Ronda. Maybe Ronda even goes on Becky's side if you're bringing, because Shayna always had her goon squad with her. So there's a lot more places you can go with that. And I think for the money as well, for fans to see that matchup is, I'm interested in that matchup. I think it's very, very good.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you hear the crying of the people?
Yep.
That was... I can't even get into that yet. I got to talk Ms. and Mrs. first.
Oof.
But someone that was on Ms. and Mrs. was actually Dolph. That bastard. Okay, I'll talk about it now. So, you know, he's good friends with the Miz, whatever. So, the overall theme of Ms. and Mrs. last week was the big gender reveal of baby number two.
Baby number two!
Ms. and Mrs. And Mike really, really was pissed that he was not told the gender. He was trying the whole week to get it out of the envelope that her sister was holding on to. She was the keeper of the gender. She knew, and she was the only one. Maurice didn't want to know. Mike, she didn't want Mike to know. So he was trying the whole week to, like, get the envelope and, like, secretly get it open. And, like, when they had the little... So they had the little shooting confetti things that come out either pink or blue.
Mm-hmm.
For boy or girl. He stole them. Him and Dolph, because Dolph is a bastard, too.
He's a heel.
Yeah. Took him with him, and he said, listen, we're gonna sneak it and do it. And he's like, really? Yeah. So they popped it open, and out came yellow confetti, and it said, you're busted. I knew you were going to do this.
Oh. Wow.
Set him up. But he also actually did the confetti on the wrong side, so it went right into his...
groin area?
Where the babies were made, that section of himself. Shot out of a cannon, hit him right in the gut. But, so I ask you guys, as the men, do you feel like you should know the gender before everybody else when you're the father and it's happening? Because I know gender reveal parties are a very big deal. People take them very seriously. How do you feel about the knowing or the not knowing of the genders?
With my daughter, we knew beforehand because I wanted to prepare. I wanted to make sure that, you know, clothes in the room and all that was done before we had my Abigail. So I wanted to know. The last thing I wanted to do was have a gender reveal party.
For me, I knew I was having twins. I did not care, and I don't care about gender reveal parties. And also for science, babies are not made from the man's abdomen. Just so you know this.
Yeah, it's from their peepee hole.
It's from the little Miz.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It's from the little Mrs.
It didn't hit him in the abdomen. It hit him in the area.
I know. My kids are here, but I'm just saying. You said the abdomen, but that's...
I said it hit him in the gut after because he wrenched
over.
No,
it hit him where the babies were.
Yes, I said that.
No, you said
the
abdomen.
I said that first, and then I said the gut.
Thank you for clearing that up, Tom.
And what's their... they have a girl, right?
Yes, they have a daughter named Monroe.
Monroe? Yes, I so got you on that one. I set you up. I'm dead. Hi, girls.
Yeah,
you've lost all respect for me.
Daughters, you should be disgraced.
You've lost all respect for your father. You've seen him at work. This is why I don't have SiriusXM.
What is the point of the gender reveal party exactly?
It's just a reason to have a party.
A reason to have a party and to get free stuff from people and to make it about you.
But you're going to get free stuff from people at the baby shower.
It's
isn't that what that's
reasons
for?
To work,
yeah,
brother.
Yes, more than to work. It's just another reason to literally have a party.
I think it's something else. I think it's social media. I think people want to put it out on Twitter and Instagram and try to get likes from it. That's what I think it's all
about. Do you see these gender reveal parties now and, like, what they do to reveal these abstract, insane events where the one that I saw where they crack the egg over each other's head and they're all hard-boiled eggs except one, and one has the color in, like, the yolk. Or, no, it's in a blue egg carton or a pink egg carton. They're all hard-boiled eggs, but the one that's not hard-boiled out of whatever carton is the gender of the baby.
And
you smash them over each other's head.
I actually like the way that Rebby and Matt did it on Impact Wrestling with the smoke, and Matt didn't know, and they revealed the gender of the baby with the smoke. And
that's cool.
Like after the final deletion. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I do remember that. But
yeah.
I like
not
when
a big
it's,
fan of it.
I like when it's a baseball and the guy has to hit the baseball. When he hits the baseball, it's supposed to explode, and that's the color of the baby, but somebody gets hit with it instead. Like, those ones are funny.
Those are funny. If you ever watch the fails, like the gender party fails on the internet, you'll be entertained for hours because people that can't swing or they can't open it, or like the kids let go of the balloons before you got to open the thing, so you don't know what color the balloons are and like the box and stuff. It's really funny.
Or when the guy finds out it's actually somebody else's baby, that's always a good one, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little sad. But anyway, so also, The Miz says he wanted a boy very, very badly because, you know, mm-hmm. he had the daughter. And they said if it was a boy, they would have been done. But if it's a girl, they're going to keep trying. Is that like a guy thing? Like, you always want that one boy so you can, like,
no,
like have that kind of, like, think about it? Or would, are you happy with just...
I was ecstatic with a girl or a boy. I was fine. I love my daughter. I don't need to have a son. Tommy?
I agree. And I always tell my daughters they're lucky that they're not boys because they've probably been wrestling and I probably would have hit them with steel chairs. Or a heel would have attacked them. And they've been like 13. And then that group would have come after me.
Dyfus
would have come after me. Why did you blade your sons? Because they're in the business, Mr. Dyfus. Richard Dyfus.
Donnie Dyfus.
Go talk to my producer, Dick Eagle, Mr. Dyfus.
All right, so as we had started Devon Divas with Otis, Mandy, and Dolph, the triangle that broke everyone's heart, Dolph was on Miz and Mrs. because he's just a terrible human being, and he's friends with Miz, of course. But that whole thing that happened on Valentine's Day on Friday on SmackDown probably ruined my entire weekend. And I'm not going to lie, I had a great Valentine's Day. Really great things. I got some things in the mail. I got some chocolate.
Pray tell?
No, Dick Eagle. We're not friends anymore.
Don't you want to hear what happened to Gabby on Valentine's Day? Aren't you interested? I kind of am.
I am too.
Yeah. See, that long pause said mostly everything.
I'm not paying attention. Yeah.
No,
it's either
no.
I'm not paying attention, I'm not interested, and why isn't Huey Lewis in studio? I'm looking up other top 150 songs.
No, I mean, Tommy, don't you want to know what...
Absolutely. Well, we heard your dating advice on Valentine's Day. I thought that
so
was
So how did you celebrate good. Valentine's Day?
So I got a package when I got home to my apartment of a beautiful bouquet of flowers.
Every man is holding their breath. You cannot say you got a package on Valentine's Day.
I can say whatever I want because I'm not sick in the head
you got
like some people.
A special delivery.
Okay, every single person that's
not better, Dave.
Listening.
That's way worse.
Is all fake.
I got a bundle of.
How about you got a gift?
Yes. You
now anything
gift.
I say is going
no,
to correlate to
that's
it.
That's true.
You got a special delivery package.
Special delivery. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey-o.
I'm not hitting.
And what was in that package?
Yeah. What was in there?
So, like I said, beautiful bouquet of flowers.
Nice.
Aww.
But who sent me the flowers, as I got them, the girl who delivered it was like, oh, we messed up your order. You're supposed to be getting a big thing of chocolate-covered strawberries, too. And I was like, okay, well, where are they? Like, I'm more excited about the food than the flowers, because that's
chocolate-covered strawberries.
Chocolate-covered strawberries
are good.
Delicious.
They are so,
so
good.
I was like, what
can't
do you
eat
mean?
Flowers.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean you messed up the package? And she's like, well, you know, we messed it up. It's Valentine's Day. Like, it was a normal thing, and, like, that was going to be okay. So I'm like, it's 9 o'clock at night. When are you going to? And she's like, we'll either bring them later tonight or tomorrow morning. I said, no, that's not going to work for me. I need them right away. So.
Go ahead.
So the next day, I didn't get the chocolate-covered strawberries. So now I had to pull out my Jersey card. I had to call up the place. Cause a whole big stink about it, but I got an extra dozen chocolate covered strawberries and I got a whole big box of chocolate truffles on top of the other strawberries.
Nice.
So I ate a lot of chocolate covered strawberries in like a very small amount of time and a lot of chocolate. So whoever sent them to me probably doesn't even like me anymore because I probably gained like 5 pounds.
Well, I think you still look beautiful, number one. And number two, I'm sure they still do like you.
So oh, they like
nothing
me.
To worry
it was
about.
A nice note.
Okay, cool.
Everything. It wasn't from Tommy. I know everyone thinks he's super nice and romantic. He sent me
was it from Dick Eagle?
No, it was not. Tommy put some banana peels at my doorstep.
Yeah,
let's fall in love.
And a half eaten can of Jif.
Yeah. Oh, the Jif that he eats with his fingers. It was all over my door's like handle. And I guess he tried
disgusting.
To get in and people called the cops.
I'm going
to
say this about the whole Otis and
terrible.
Mandy stuff. And I was very angry and I voiced that on social media on Friday. But I will say this. He was late. The guy can't be fashionably late. That's the
it's
women's
kind of the
job.
Yeah.
So that's a bad job. In my opinion, Otis failed on Friday, on Valentine's Day.
What if, how about this if we have a twist? What if Dolph was there with the girl she's always with at the same restaurant?
Sonia.
And what if he like said, excuse me, Sonia, I'm going to the restroom. And then he saw her there. and Dolph's double dipping. Someone may have done that on his prom one year.
Oh, what? That's a whole other real story. Yeah.
The real story is a Tommy Dreamer.
I don't think Dolph is Sonya's type, so I don't know if that would work out, but you know what I mean?
The reactions that it got was why WWE sometimes does magical things, because you heard an entire sold-out arena of Vancouver just go, no, because they knew you despicable bastard, yep. Dolph. You have evil intentions.
I blame
you
her, too, though. I'm sorry.
Lust in your eyes. She didn't do anything wrong.
She did do something wrong. If I'm waiting for a date that was...
All she did was say
and
hello.
Identified, and another guy comes. He's not sitting down at the table.
Yeah, he sat
because
down.
I don't want the guy to come in and think
something.
They're
wrong. Coworkers.
I would say, listen, we'll pull up another chair, and the three of us can sit there.
He but has lust in his eyes,
just
like
the two
Randy.
Of us.
She is
absolutely
wrong.
Not, and this is why
she's wrong. She's wrong.
She's wrong.
She didn't do anything wrong.
Wrong
yet.
Yes, she did. She let him sit down,
you.
And then the guy was pouring drinks. I'm
and
sorry.
Not only
that's
that,
going over.
Who's the one who she had to apologize for, and she felt so bad for because he stepped on Otis's cake? It was Dolph in the first place. It's an open wound,
yeah,
Tommy.
That's
I agree, but
they're
co-workers. They apologize.
I don't care. You're wrong.
You're going to have to. No, you're going to have to watch on Friday. Are you going to watch Friday no matter what? Because you're captivated with the storyline.
No, I mean, I have to. I'm working Saturday. So either way, I have to watch Friday.
Wow.
It's a bad job by Mandy.
Bad job by Mandy. Man, she's not a peach. She's a rotten apple.
Wow.
Ooh. Otis, go back to the fruit store and find a new one. Okay.
He's always got Tucky.
He could do better.
Yeah, he's always got his good friend Tucky.
Oh, the best. The best friends ever.
They are good friends. Though he didn't give him really good advice either.
Well, Tucky's single too. What should've are you
going should have bought him a watch for crying out loud. Maybe he would have been on time.
Or given him a ride, you know?
Yeah, or given him a ride. The freaking guy had to walk. He obviously did because he was sweating.
He was sweating
all over
everywhere,
the place.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Or a cell phone so you could look at.
It's true. That's a good point.
Or you could text Mandy and say, hey, might be a little late.
Yeah, call an Uber.
Yeah, and the flowers are pretty shitty, too. You know, maybe, you know, what do you buy them at the A&P?
It's not about the expensive things. It's about time spent together.
Well, and he wasn't have enough time because, and you're out of time, Gabby. Awesome
wow.
Segment of Diva on Divas.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.